is sort of back open right now. The book's not closed. Would he be going to this if the book was closed just to see how he measures up? Or why do recruits go out and do this if they've already committed somewhere? Why do they go to Tennessee? Is it just to see how they stack up against other recruits?
Well, they might say that, but I think in all honesty, you know, they wouldn't go if they were 100% committed to that school, whether it be Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, whoever. You know, Blake is on the way to Alabama right now. He'll camp there on Monday, and he'll be back at Georgia this week, camping at Georgia later on this week as well. So, you know, the book is not closed there. I mean, you know, most kids, if they are 100% committed to that one school, they'll camp only at that school. So I don't think, you know, Blake is still, I say, definitely leaning towards Alabama, but I would not call him a firm commitment at all.
This is WQXI Atlanta 790 The Zone, a big league broadcasting company. This is SCORE Atlanta's official visit.
Chad, a couple of the wide receivers there, of course, a lot of people know about Markieff Ambles, had a couple other guys there, both from Alpharetta High School, Michael Bennett and Brandon Terry, maybe flying a little bit under the radar under guys like Ambles, and maybe because their high school team struggled a little bit last season. But what do you see in those guys, Terry and Michael Bennett? What did you see in them at the camp?
No, I agree. I think both those guys are somewhat underrated. And again, it goes back to, you know, high school not being very successful the last few years, you know, what kind of quarterback they have getting them the football. But both those guys had very good camps. I'd say the better of the two that day was Brandon Terry. A guy that really did a good job of getting his body and getting good separation in front of the cornerback or safety he was going against in the 1-on-1s. Him being a, you know, a good 6'5", maybe 6'6" kid and 210 pounds or so. I mean, he's a guy that has a long reach. He has about 10 to 12 offers, the same amount really as Michael Bennett. You know, Bennett, I'm a little higher on right now in the long run as a receiver. I think he's a great gifted athlete that is still somewhat raw at receiver, but both those guys have had solid days, and I think both those guys will continue to pick up momentum in recruiting as we go into the fall.
Well, we are talking to Scout.com's Chad Simmons.
Going back to Ambles, I heard he had a decent day, not anything real explosive, over-the-top good. What did you see from him? I mean, he's a guy that's been out there a lot and been evaluated a whole bunch, but what did you see from him specifically at the camp?
Yeah, you know, like you said, he had a good day. You know, not a great day. The problem with Markieff is that he set the bar so high a year ago that everybody expects him to be, you know, a perfect 10 every time he goes out to a camp or combine or at a practice or at a spring game. They think he's the, you know, the number one receiver or so or somewhere in that top five national guy. At least he was, you know, thought to be that a year ago. And, you know, he had a solid day. But, again, a solid day for him is a very good day for a lot of people. Just had a hard time, you know, getting off the ball at times against one-on-one press coverage. And, you know, again, he's getting better as far as getting stronger, getting that better first step off the ball. And, again, he has great hands. He runs good routes. Just needs to increase his speed and get a little bit stronger.
Yeah, sticking with Ambles, it seems like some schools are kind of shying away from him, schools that were, you know, formerly interested in him are no longer recruiting him as hard as they once were. Do you know why? Is there a reason for this? Is it academic? Is it off the field? Is it, you know, is he just not the prospect they thought he was?
You know, it's hard to say. You hear a lot of different things from different people just on why this school pulled away or this school did not offer him or whatever it may be. It's hard to know exactly the details unless I guess you're the college coaches or Markieff Ambles and his family. But, you know, I've heard him mix from off-the-field stuff to, you know, maybe he just showed a lack of interest in their school and different things like that. I mean, I think the kid's a good kid. He knows how to play football. He's got a great NFL prototypical wide receiver body and frame to put on the weight and to be that big-time number one or number two receiver on a college team. So it's a little surprising that schools are backing off a bit, but and he will sign with a big program next year and probably be very productive for that school down the road.
Yeah, another receiver that was present that, according to all reports, had a pretty good showing was Jeremy Davis of Norcross. Talk about how impressive you thought he was and where he how he compares to Devontae Bolton and Bryce Butler, two receivers who came from Norcross last year.
Yeah, Jeremy was solid. I don't think Jeremy's in that class of Devontae or Bryce. You know, those guys were special athletes, and, you know, I'd still be surprised if Bolton ends up playing wide receiver in college, but just a gifted athlete Bolton is. Bryce, a pure wide receiver, great hands. Jeremy's kind of an in-between, you know, a bigger body, you know, 6'1", close to 200 pounds, you know, a physical kid, not great speed, you know, above average hands, but, you know, he's not that, in my opinion, to this point, from what I've seen, he's not that high-level SEC guy. I think he'll be a mid-level you know, maybe ACC, you know, lower level SEC, maybe UCF types, you know, type player down the road. But he is a solid receiver. He'll be number one guy at Norcross for Coach Maloof this year, and we'll see what he does this fall. He could be a late bloomer, but right now he's not in that, you know, top 8 to 10 receiver group here in Georgia at this time.
Yeah, one of the highest rising or fastest rising prospects, I should say, in the state of Georgia right now is Kendren Malcolm. I know you've seen him play, and he was there on Tuesday. How impressive do you think he is, and what kind of back should we expect, or what kind of back should he be on the college level?
Yeah, Ken's great. I like him a lot. He's a physical guy, a downhill guy, a guy that weighs about 215 pounds that changes directions very well. Good quick feet, short step, very quick hips. I mean, very flexible kid that you look at him, you think just a downhill guy, inside runner only. But he also gets to the edge pretty well also. He's a guy that, you know, has that probably, you know, mid, you know, 4.5 speed in the 40. And, you know, but don't ever, you know, underestimate his quickness. That's what a lot of people do. And he actually, you know, takes it to the house on him. So he's a guy that can definitely bang in the middle and break tackles. Also can make guys miss on the edge and get those extra 10 to 15 yards on the corner. So he's a guy I think that's going to end up going somewhere like a Tennessee, maybe Georgia, Florida. They're up there right now on the schedule. And it's going to be interesting is when he commits, because his coach, Coach Godfrey, wants those guys to wait till mid-year. But he's been rumored to be ready to commit any time now. So we'll have to really track that one here in the next few weeks to months coming.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Scout.com's Chad Simmons. Chad, sticking with the running back position, you just alluded to how impressive Malcolm really is. And, of course, there are other great backs in the state this year, Storm Johnson and Mack Brown, to name a couple. How good is the running back position? How deep is it this year in the state of Georgia compared to other years?
It's good. I mean, it's back to where it has been. You know, it's you always have pretty good running backs here in Georgia. But as a whole, you know, depth-wise, you know, you mentioned two of those guys, Storm and Mack Brown. People still forget about sometimes Charles Perkins out of Collins Hill is committed to Georgia Tech, been committed for a while now. Jawan Thompson from Woodward Academy, Rajon Neal from Sandy Creek. You know, it's a very good year, you know, depth-wise. All those guys are high-level recruits, all have multiple offers. So it's a very good year. You have a mixture of fast guys to speed guys to strength guys, and you have a lot of different types of running backs here in Georgia this year.
Hey, listen, we appreciate you taking time out on a Sunday to speak with us, and we hope we get to talk to you some more in the near future.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. This is Scout.com's Chad Simmons. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
This whole thing just makes me sick.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
This is Chipper Jones. If you carpool once a week for a year, you keep a ton of pollution out of the air, and you save a ton of money, too. Now, that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
Oh, I took a trip to Solomon Brothers just the other day. I went and saw all the jewelry.
Oh, wait a minute. It's the first Irish Shapiro. Stop!
No, it's Solomon Brothers. That's what it is. And you need to know that it's June weddings, which are extremely popular, which, of course, brings June anniversaries, just like myself. We have the largest selection of anniversary bands in every price. When I say we, I mean Solomon Brothers. I'm part of the family. Why not? It's been years I've been talking about it. And again, if an anniversary band is not what she wants, they also have a great selection of pendants, necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Nobody in Atlanta can beat the prices. Here's the deal. There's not a price out there of any jewelry store, on any website, or any retail location that Solomon Brothers will not match. They'll match every single one of them. Solomon Brothers in June makes all the sense. Anniversaries are here, diamond engagement rings, nothing but great quality at the best prices. Guaranteed prices at Solomon Brothers. You know where it is, and now you know the guarantee, and now you know the prices. 17th floor Tower Place. Check out Solomon Brothers in Buckhead.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. And now more than ever, you can count on Aaron's. Nobody beats the Aaron's price. They're tough to beat when it comes to price, quality, the terms of lease, and the service, and the name brands you want. Go to shopaarons.com, find out where the store is near you, and then you find the plan that makes sense and get the stuff you want in your home today. Don't save for a rainy day. Get it now, like computers. Aaron sells more computers and TVs than anybody out there. Some great deals right now, like a compact notebook, $99.99 a month on a 12-month lease, or the guaranteed lowest price in town. You need a bedroom set? We got that. You want living room furniture? Yeah, they got that too. But also name brand appliances, like right now, a washer and dryer from Frigidaire, $99.99 a month on a 24-month lease. From Amana for 60 $69.99 on a washer and dryer set on an 18-month lease. So come on, get with the program. Get to Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. Now more than ever, you can count on Aaron's to get the things you need with a lease you can live with. Aaron's, do the math. Nobody beats the Aaron's price. Nobody. Remember, Aaron's sells more TVs than anybody. Get a big screen. Watch the NBA playoffs in style.
Atlanta sports fans get punched in the stomach again.
This report just in that Tom Glavine has been released by Atlanta.
It actually is right. He had a meeting down there with the hierarchy. That was kind of what came out of this whole thing.
And we're there for the fallout.
Everyone that saw him had the same evaluation, that the stuff he was getting hitters out with would not allow him to be successful at the major league level.
Including taking calls until 10 p.m. that night.
Yeah, I'm a lifelong Braves fan, and I just know that Tom Glavine put a reason to be a Braves fan forever.
Glavine left the Braves 3 or 4 years ago, and of all teams he picked, he didn't pick the Blue Jays, he picked the Mets.
Tom Glavine was definitely the reason why people became Braves fans again.
790 The Zone, first for Atlanta sports fans.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. And we actually have a very special guest on the line right now, Charlie Kay, the senior editor over at SouthernPigskin.com. How's it going, Charlie?
I'm doing great, man. You guys sound fantastic. You guys are officially the biggest recruiting freaks I've ever heard of in my life.
Hey, we appreciate it.
I have been listening to the show, and you guys do a great job, and the way that you guys go through a list of prospective student athletes, it's amazing. I mean, literally, it's amazing to me. And I just thought I'd throw that out there. That and the fact I can't wait to go to Aqua Blue and try that lobster with the mango pineapple sauce.
There you go. My. Yeah, it sounds amazing. We appreciate you saying that. You guys at SouthernPigskin.com also do a great job. Talk a little bit about the site you guys run and what's going on over there right now.
Well, you know, what our concept is Southern football. That's what we are. I mean, you know, we're from down here, and there's a different perspective in Southern football. We cover the SEC, the ACC, and the Southern Conference exclusively. We do recruiting as well. We've been online now for about 6 years. We've got really active message boards, all the teams. It's a little bit different than like a Rivals or Scout site where you have just one team and everyone's on the same page. I mean, we've kind of got a hodgepodge of everything. I mean, we'll have Florida and Georgia people going at it, and then somebody from the Citadel will come from Wright Field, and
you got to watch those guys.
it's a really neat concept. We have a lot of fun with it. BJ does a great job with the content, and we have fresh stuff up every day. We have 12 writers, and all our stuff is ours. We don't, we don't bring outsourced stuff. These are our writers, and it's a lot of fun for us, and we're real excited about partnering with you guys, that's for sure. I mean, geez, like I said, total recruiting. You guys are recruiting crazies, man. Recruiting crazies.
Yeah, Charlie. One of the things you and I have spoken about at length is the fact that the state of Georgia is talent-heavy in terms of high school football recruits, and as a result, you see a lot of big-name programs out of state hitting the Georgia borders as hard as they possibly can. Talk a little bit about Oklahoma State specifically. I know they have a very specific interest in the state of Georgia and some other schools out there as well. So talk a little about Oklahoma State and how they're recruiting the state this year.
Yeah, well, T. Boone came in and dropped a bunch of money to them, and they're upgrading their facilities, and Coach Gundy's done a great job. And the fact that they've got a coach that's recruiting in the state of Georgia and they have 10 offers to kids is amazing. What that tells you is how many talented kids there are in the state of Georgia. I mean, for an example, Oklahoma State has got 10 offers out to Georgia players, all right? West Virginia has offered 20 players in the state of Georgia. Lonnie Galloway's done a fantastic job for West Virginia coming into the state and scouring it. The same way with Texas. It's amazing to me. You've got a major metropolitan area like Atlanta, which obviously is going to attract a lot of recruiters to come in. But it's the pockets, it's the outside, it's over here where we are in Camden County, in Camden, and it's, McIntosh, and just going all over the state. I mean, it says a lot about the level of play that is taking place in the state of Georgia. And I know next week you guys are going to have on our South Florida guy, Luke, and he could talk a little bit about the talent level, and everyone knows about how saturated South Florida is and how everyone goes there. But, you know, there's a lot to be said about Georgia, too. I mean, just look at Oklahoma State, you know? I mean, there you go. There's an example of it.
Well, Oklahoma State may have 10 offers out, but it seems like Jim Harbaugh over from Stanford, 3,000 miles away, is signing some of the top players in the state of Georgia, Jamal Patterson. And then you've got the kid from Gainesville, Jones, who's going out there next year. How is he doing that? Does he have a house somewhere in Cobb County that he's not telling anyone about?
You know, I'll tell you what I think it is. I think what's happening is these programs now with the internet and with TV and the TV deals that these leagues have, you know, the exposure for their brand is nationwide now. Whereas before, you know, it wasn't necessarily the case. You know, sure, you know, your Notre Dame's and Texas's and USC's and, you know, those national type programs, you know, you could go anywhere in the United States and talk about them with anybody and they're going to have an opinion on it. But, you know, your Stanford's or your Colorado's or, you know, any of those, you know, now with the evolution of the internet, you know, 10, 15 years ago or whatever, and the way Scout and Rivals has made this so mainstream, I think now programs can recruit, you know, all over the place. For an example, with Hawaii even. I mean, Hawaii's got, you know, they're recruiting in Pennsylvania. You know, it's just crazy. You know, I was listening to the show earlier when you guys were talking about Miami, and I absolutely agree with you guys. Scott, I think it was you that was your pick, was Miami.
It was.
As a team that, and you know, I'll tell you what, in my opinion, not that that matters too much, but a lot of it has to do with the academic requirements to get into school. Back in the day, Miami could get anybody in they wanted, and then what happened was, is the school and President Chiela, they changed the academic admissions, and so now Miami can't go out and go all over, you know, Miami Northwestern and all these places and just grab any kid, all these great players, and then also they joined the ACC, which also elevated their academic standards some, and then the brawl took place a few years ago. And what happened was, is the money that was floating into the program, you know, those people got fed up, and they said, hey, we don't want this image. You know, it's one thing to be having an image of guys getting off an airplane and camouflage and going to war and all this other kind of stuff when you're winning. But unfortunately, Miami hasn't won. And a lot of the money, a lot of the givers, the donors, have pulled back. And when you put that on top of the fact of everything that you guys talked about, no stadium and all that, and then when you consider that Randy Shannon hasn't been able to go out and just pull in all these elite prospects like you also guys were talking about, I think that was the problem. I think that's the problem at Miami. I don't think it's about, this is going to sound crazy, but I don't think it's as much about the X's and O's as it is about the Jimmys and Joes. And I know that's cliche, but Randy can't go out and get those Jimmys and Joes like Butch Davis and Coker and some of these other guys could. His hands are kind of tied.
Yeah, we're talking to Charlie Kay, the senior editor over at southernpigskin.com. We're talking about major schools coming into the state of Georgia and pulling recruits. Of course, Georgia does the opposite and goes into states like Florida and gets some pretty top-notch recruits. One of the things we want to do each week with southernpigskin.com is have a recruit of the week, and I know this week's recruit actually comes from Florida. Is that right, Charlie? And is also being recruited by Georgia.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Mikel Roby from Frost Proof High School, and a lot of Georgia fans are familiar with Frost Proof because
Carlton Thomas.
That's the same school that Carlton Thomas came from. And in fact, Mikel and Carlton are second cousins.
Yeah, and they're both, what, like 5'8", 5'6", 5'5"?
Yeah. You know, I was speaking with Brad Matheny this morning. That's the head coach at Frost Proof, and he told me that that Mikel Roby is legitimately 5'8". He said you'll see that people are saying he's 5'7", or 5'9", or whatever, but he's 5'8", and he said he weighs 175 pounds right now, but he's got the fourth fastest 40 time in the country right now in these combines on this circuit. He ran a 4.34, and he was the two-time, not this year, he pulled his hamstring, but the two previous years, he finished second in the state of Florida in the 200 meters, but he couldn't run it this year because a month out he pulled his hamstring. But he is a really talented kid, and he can play a number of positions. You know, Brad was telling me that, you know, on offense, every time he gives him the ball, he'll get 11 yards. It's just like, he's like, however, where he's going to excel at the next level, and it could very well be at Georgia or Virginia Tech or Florida State, there's a bunch of big boys after him, is going to be on the wide side playing corner because he's got long arms, and although he's only 5'8", he vertical jumps like 37 inches, and he can really get after it. He can really get after it, and that's why – Southern Pigskin wanted to feature him today as our first one because I think he's a – I think, you know, for being a national recruit, he's kind of an unknown, you know. But he's not. He's certainly not unknown with the coaches and the people that are recruiting throughout the country because he has Notre Dame and Michigan and Ohio State and Virginia Tech, Georgia, Florida, Florida State. He's got them all. And right, he's going to be in Georgia, I think. Brad told me he's coming back up there for camp like in 2 weeks. So he'll be back up in Athens for camp.
Yeah, and he just got a Georgia offer about a week ago. And, of course, you say he's got a bunch of great offers. And, listen, he's 5'8", which is probably one of the reasons he's under the radar. But if you watch Florida football at all, you know guys like Brandon James, you know, someone who's not doesn't have an exact position, can still be extremely important and impact the game to a large degree on the special teams. And I think you'll see Carlton Thomas do that in the next year or so at Georgia. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a guy like Roby do the same no matter where he goes.
Carlton Thomas is fast. I mean, there's no question about it, but he doesn't have Nickell Roby explosiveness. I mean, Nickell Roby's got he's Percy Harvin-esque. I mean, this guy, he can get it and go now. I mean, he can stop and go, and he's very explosive in the hole when he's carrying the ball. But on defense, he is so fluid that, I mean, he does everything that you need to see in an elite shutdown corner. I mean, off his back pedal, you know, and not only that, his break on the ball, and as I mentioned, he's long. I know he's only 5'8", but he's long. He's a long 5'8". And his break on the ball is outstanding. Brad told me, and Brad's been coaching for a long time, and Brad told me that he's probably the best defensive back that he has coached. And it'll be interesting to see how his recruitment's going to go because everyone's after him. And Brad told me that that Georgia's like in his top echelon of school. So it'll be interesting to see if he'll join his cousin and go to Athens, you know?
Yeah, we're finishing up real quick with the Charlie Kay, the senior editor over at southernpigskin.com. One last question for you, Charlie. I know it's not recruiting related necessarily, but I know you just came out with a preseason top 25 for college football, and you had a big surprise somewhere in your top five. Tell us about that real quick.
Well, you know, I picked Oklahoma State number 2 in my preseason poll, and I did that simply because you're going to have to score 35 points to beat them, and their defense is improved. And so I really like what the program is going. I think it's going to be a war in the first week of the season, you know, when Georgia goes out there. But you know what? Georgia's going to have to score 35 points in their opener at Stillwater, and I don't know if they can do that with a new quarterback and a new running back. I don't know. I mean, yeah, they're returning their whole offensive line, and it's going to be an exciting game, I think. You know, but the bottom line is can Georgia score 35 points? Because I want to tell you what, if Oklahoma State wins that game and they go on a roll, they have the majority of their games are in Stillwater, and they have an outstanding quarterback, and they, offensively they're very good. The question is going to be whether they're going to be able to hold up and play defense, you know, in that conference that is kind of like a fast break conference. But obviously, I had Florida number 1. I had Oklahoma State number 2. You know, it's projection. You know, it's my opinion. I put that out, and I've had media requests all over the place, and I didn't do any of them because I knew everyone was going to yell at me.
There you go. I'll answer your question. I don't think Georgia will be able to score 35 points in that game, but
that would be something like 13 field goals, and I don't think Georgia can do that. I think the kicker's leg will fall off.
Well, you know what? That's the whole thing. I mean, they're going to have to. You know, Joe Cox's experience. There's no question. I mean, I like Georgia. It's nothing personal or anything. But if that game was later in the season, after they could have some time to develop some chemistry with their team and grow as a team a little bit. But when you replace the first player taken in the NFL draft and no Sean Marino, when you replace those two guys, that's going to take a while to develop that. And so, and going there, that's what I'm saying. They're going to Stillwater, and that's a beautiful facility. The fans really are believing they can win the game. It's going to be a wild environment.
Hey, listen, Charlie, you know, we got to get to break, but we had a great time talking to you, and we look forward to talking to you more and more in the coming weeks.
Yeah, great. Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. You guys do a great job. Thank you.
Thanks again, Charlie. Of course, that was Charlie Kay, the senior editor over at southernpigskin.com. We will be right back with Dalton defensive end Jalen Fields. You're listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
We can't make this a big deal.
Lunchtime has become a big deal. Don't believe us?
You can't make too big of a deal of it. It's already a big deal.
Even the media can't stop it.
The media cannot make this into a big deal. It's already a big deal.
I'd say it's a big deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Give it up for
Brandon and Wolby.
Weekdays 11 to 1.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
It's already a big deal.
Kobe and the Lakers took the Magic to school in Game 1. Now Orlando looks to regroup and steal home court in Game 2. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ABC.
IBM Express Advantage.
Hi, I really need a more secure network for my online business.
No problem.
Great.
We've got the Express Multifunction Security Bundle from IBM Internet Security Systems.
Well, that sounds intimidating.
Oh, only for hackers, viruses, and other threats. Uh-huh. For you, it's turnkey.
So by setting this up, I'd be like a vigilante, right? Thwarting threats, defending business.
Yeah, I mean, in one solution, you'll have 6 security modules and one of the largest URL filtering databases.
Wow, I'd be a real superhero.
Yeah, maybe they'll give you a big key to the city. Huh?
Really?
You know, I'll find an IBM business partner to get you the security bundle. So that's a start.
I could be the network ninja.
Right.
Or the defenderator. Mm. Or hacker attacker.
Wow.
Yo, oh, how about, wait.
Yeah, just so you know, the cape is not included.
Oh, that's a shame.
IBM Express Multifunction Security Bundle helps protect networks of mid-sized companies. From $1,894 for up to 50 users, go to ibm.com/IBM Access or call the concierge at 877-IBM-ACCESS to find the business partner that's right for you. Prices are subject to change by IBM without notice.
It's the Red Stripe Midsummer Music Fest, Saturday, June 20th at Candler Park. Enjoy live music all day long, featuring Jupiter Coyote, Rusted Root, and Guster. The day will kick off with the Vitamin Water 5K starting at 10 a.m. And then the festival will start rocking at 12 noon with live music, the Sam Flax Artist Market, an interactive kids area, and Go Green Area. The Red Stripe Midsummer Music Fest is an all-ages event, and entry is free.
Free.
Those 21 years of age and up will have an opportunity to buy a wristband to drink with proceeds benefiting the Candler Park Neighborhood Organization and park improvements. Don't miss the Music Festival of the Year. For more information, visit MidsummerMusicFestival.com. The Red Stripe Midsummer Music Fest is presented by Bacardi,
Geico,
Dave FM,
Taco Mac,
Aaron Sales and Lease Ownership, and 790 The Zone.
Department stores are robbing people every day, so we thought we'd teach them a lesson and rob them back.
Hello, thank you for calling Fairfax Department Store. How may I direct your call?
I have something you might be interested in.
I'm sorry?
Incriminating photos.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, sir. Did you say photos?
Yes, photos of one of your mannequins. She's wearing nothing but lingerie.
Was she in the lingerie department?
Is that on the fourth floor?
Yes, sir.
Then maybe. But I also have photos of a mannequin wearing a turtleneck and chinos. How much would you give me for that?
Don't let department stores rob you anymore. Shop at K&G, where you'll get the same brands at up to 60% less. K&G, fashion without the victim. Right now, celebrate this Father's Day with K&G and get men's Beverly Hills Polo Club polos and twill pants, 2 for $25, regularly $14.99 each.
Football always lives here.
Here's Norwood, 40, first down, 45, 50. High step, he's gone! 10, 5, strike up the band! Touchdown, Jarius Norwood!
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on a beautiful Sunday at Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, Georgia's only all-recruiting radio show. I am Scott the Brain Janovich, joined as always with Fletcher Proctor, Alex the A-Train Ewalt. We have Dalton defensive end Jalen Fields on the line. Jalen, how is it going?
It's going fine, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. So, Jalen, we'll jump right into things. I know you made a commitment a couple months back to the University of Georgia. Talk a little bit about why you decided to end the recruitment process so early and how that's going for you right now as a Georgia commitment.
As of right now, it's going great for me. I just finished up school just a week ago, and all academics are looking pretty straight, and I'm just trying to hold on to next year. And as far as the recruitment process and why I ended it and why I committed to Georgia, when I went to Georgia the first time, I felt home. I visited Tennessee first, but the next college that I visited was Georgia, and I felt home when I was there. I felt in touch with all the players. I mean, the campus looked amazing to me. Students, teachers. I mean, I met with the academic, met with Coach Rick, met with most of the coaches. Actually, I met the whole coach staff and academic staff. And I had a pretty good time down there. I just loved it.
Now, you were the first Georgia recruit to sign on this year. How does that feel? You were the first one that came to you. You committed first, and now are you being kind of the Pied Piper and trying to lead other people to the University of Georgia?
Yes, sir. I got a teammate named Watts Dantzler, and I'm trying to get him to go to Georgia. I mean, it would be a good thing to have me and him on the same team.
Yeah, Watts is – go ahead.
But I'm just trying to lead on to him and get more players – commit to the University of Georgia.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but Watts is actually a 2011 recruit. Are there any 2010 recruits in your class that you've been speaking to, trying to get to follow you to Athens?
I guess I talked to T.J. Stripling and Garrison, and I've been trying to get them to commit to the University of Georgia. I mean, Garrison's telling me that that's where he wanted to go, but he hasn't said anything to me about it yet. So I keep in touch with him about it.
Now, Jalen, we've seen that at least Tennessee right now is still recruiting you pretty hard, even though you're a Georgia commit. What are they doing? I guess they're calling you. What kind of contact have you had, if any, with them? And what other schools did you like, but Georgia just sort of won out over them?
Well, I had a pretty lot of schools in mind. I had first was Georgia, then Florida State, Alabama, and Tennessee, and I had Oregon too, but I was thinking about it. I was like, that'd be a long trip from Dalton, Georgia, all the way to Oregon. And as far as any other schools, I had plenty of other schools: North Carolina, West Virginia, Eastern Carolina. Florida. I basically had anyone that I could pick from, basically.
Now, you're a defensive end, and obviously Georgia has a history of cranking out defensive ends over the last few years, especially under Mark Richt and the defensive coordinators and defensive staff there. You're great at rushing the quarterback. Was that one of the reasons you decided to go there, was because you want to be the next Dave Pollock or the next Charles Johnson, or was it just the coaching staff made you feel at home?
I mean, they both kind of had a play on my mind. Well, one of my favorite defensive ends played at Georgia, Richard Seymour.
There you go. And, here's another one, yeah.
And I wanted to go there. I felt great contact with the coaching staff. Coach Rick is an amazing Christian, man. I tell you that up and down. He won't even cuss the whole practice. He might yell, but as far as cussing-wise, he's the most Christian man I've ever met in my life, probably.
Yeah, Jalen, you mentioned that Tennessee is still calling you. Talk a little bit about some of the other schools that are still recruiting you pretty hard. And now that you've chosen Georgia, other schools know who their competition is. Have you encountered any dirty recruiting, any schools that are kind of focusing in on Georgia in a negative way to dissuade you from going there?
I haven't heard any really schools talking about anything about Georgia, but when they send me letters and stuff, they always try to say for instance, Alabama, they sent me a letter how they beat Georgia this year and stuff, and they'll try to send stuff like that. And not just Alabama, other schools, too. They'll try to say, this is one reason why you go to so-and-so Oregon or Tennessee or wherever, and tell me I could start as a freshman first year and stuff like that.
I've got a question for him. We're speaking to Jalen Fields of Dalton High School. He will be going to the University of Georgia next year when he signs with the Bulldogs. Have the coaches given you anything, I guess, to work on in your senior year? Is there anything that Coach Gardner or Coach Martinez have said that they want you to see if you can work on more inside moves or anything like that? Or are they just saying go out there and enjoy your senior year?
They tell me, man, I know – I don't try to get caught up in it, but I look at scout and I look at rivals and see how they criticize me and how they see my strong points and my weak points. And I looked at those, and I've just been studying myself. I've been watching old film and stuff and studying what should I do next year. And I've been working on a whole lot better. I've been using my hands like a whole lot better this year. Last year, I would use my hands to start off with, but if somebody probably got a hold of me and I wouldn't just keep running full speed or anything, kept going, I'd probably get locked up. But now, like this year, I've gotten a whole lot stronger. My legs and my arms, and like whenever I fire out against offensive linemen, I use my long arms, I already got a hold of them, and I can control them already. So this has been working out for me.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Dalton defensive end Jalen Fields. Jalen, now that you are off the market, I imagine you won't be taking any visits anywhere other than Athens this summer. So what does that mean you will be using this summer for?
This summer I'll just be using it to work with myself academically still, because I took the SAT not long ago, May the 2nd, and I'm still waiting on my scores to get back. And I'm going to take that as many times as I can. But this summer, just for as for now, I'm going to just I'll visit Athens July 18th on Dog Night. And my birthday's Friday this week on the 12th.
Oh, there you go. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And on the next day, on the 13th, Georgia has a camp down there. So I'm going to try my best to attend that camp, see if I can get down there in time.
All right, Jalen, we got to let you go, but it's refreshing to hear a recruit make education and school such a big priority, and we hope to talk to you sometime in the near future.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that was Dalton defensive end Jalen Fields. We have to go to a quick commercial break. We will be right back with Walton defensive end Brandon Burroughs. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Lauren, what's coming up on Pollock and Bell?
That's a great question, Larry. Mike Bell's filling in for Pollock.
What?
No, Steve Weiss is filling in for Pollock. Dennis Scott's going to set his package on Big Bag Eyes. West Dumb Dave Archer, big week.
You're an idiot.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy from Duffy Realty of Atlanta. Listen to me on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on 790 The Zone, and I'll tell you exactly how to get your house sold in this market or any others. That's DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com.
Let's check in with Wes Durham, the hardest working man in football, and see what he's up to during his downtime. Wes, what do you have planned for the spring, buddy?
It's a great time for golf, and the perfect getaway is Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort. Fripp Island is South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island. You won't believe the incredible package deal running now through June 15th. For only $119 per night, you'll get hotel accommodations, 18 holes of golf on one of two four-star championship courses, including greens fees, range balls, and cart. And better yet, free replay if available. Really, I can't wait to spend some time away from the booth at the fabulous Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort. Log on to FrippIslandResort.com and book your golf getaway. Just $119 per night now through June 15th. Rates are based on double occupancy and a foursome on the course. Call 866-348-0949 or FrippIslandResort.com to book your vacation at Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort.
Take a word of advice from Wes Durham and book your golf vacation on South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island, Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort. Go ahead and make your trip to Fripp.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it, especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in the great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet, and enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris Domino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's pastime. And AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone at 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways fly away team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways treats you.
Red Stripes Free Midsummer Music Fest is set for June 20th at Candler Park. Get all the event details online at 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. I am Scott Janovitz, joined in the studio as always with Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, the doctor, Alex, the A-Train Ewald. And we have a very exciting guest waiting on the line, Walton defensive end, Brandon Burroughs. Brandon, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
It's going really well.
So before we get into the recruiting process specifically, I know you had an unfortunate injury recently, tore your ACL, and will be out your entire senior season, which I imagine is very disappointing for you. But talk also about the positives that will come from that. Of course, you get an entire year to concentrate on getting your grades in order and focusing on the recruiting process and what schools will best fit you. So talk about the some of the positives that might have come from that injury.
Yeah, you know, it was unfortunate, but like you said, there are a lot of pros with it. You know, I just kind of get the focus on, like, football, like, from a recruiting standpoint. You know, evaluate closely, you know, scrutinize schools, like, better than I would have, you know, because I'd be caught up with all the football stuff. But, you know, I get to take a closer look and, like you said, focus on school, you know, finishing strong my senior year and stuff of that nature.
Now, with the injury, have you seen any schools sort of get scared off, or the schools standing by, or how does that work? When
No, I've actually got three more offers since the injury. So
well, there you go. Should have done this a long time ago, right?
I'm sorry, what?
I said you should have done this a long time ago.
Right, yeah.
Brandon, I guess as a follow-up sort of question, are there any schools that have pulled their offers? Any schools that have asked to see your MRI reports, anything like that? Are there any schools that have been a little tentative since the injury?
Brandon, what's your sort of reported date as coming back full strength and being able to do full drills and work out for people? And when do you think you're going to be back all the way?
Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but I tore my left ACL on my left knee a couple years back and had surgery in October and was good to go by the end of May. So just about, you know, like 8 months kind of.
Yeah, Brandon, I know you, in addition to playing defensive end, you also were going to be utilized a lot as a running back, I should say. What position are you looking to play on the next level, and where are most schools recruiting? What are most schools recruiting you as?
Defensive end, and some, like Tennessee, was recruiting me as a linebacker. So, but, I mean, across the board, it's mostly defensive end.
What position do you want to play?
I'm comfortable with defensive end. I love the position, you know, getting after the quarterback and whatnot.
I was going to say, obviously, you won't have a chance to play this coming year, but how big of it was a shock when Ed Dudley decided that he would leave Walton High School and go down south? And what's the reaction been in the locker room with how spring practice is going?
Oh, that was a pretty big shock. You know, no one really saw it coming, but we have a new coach. Our defense coordinator stepped up, Coach Hidalgo, and had a really strong spring. He's a great coach, you know. And so, there, I mean, it was initially when he first, you know, Coach Dudley made the announcement that he'd be leaving. You know, everybody was sad for a while, but not that we aren't still grieving, but, you know, everybody's really positive because of, you know, Coach Hidalgo's coaching abilities.
Well, just in terms of, though, how Ed Dudley, obviously he was familiar with some of the big recruiting or with the recruiting process. Is the new head coach helping you out and helping out some of the old guys, or are you having to kind of do this on your own?
Me and, you know, everybody really just, he's giving everybody a shot. And we have a, one of the new coaches, the linebacker coach, is actually, he's I guess a recruiting analyst for Scout, Burke Hayes.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, he's been, you know, he's made profiles for some people, and Coach Hidalgo is making calls, you know, around the clock, helping guys out. And, yeah, it's, he's followed it up really well as far as recruiting goes from where Coach Dudley left off.
Well, it's got to help to have some in-house sort of marketers helping you out there. And I got to say, as a Walton alum, just from the time I graduated in 2003, just from time, I did just from that time, that program has gone so far and come so far, churning out handfuls of D1 recruits every single year. What is it like to, I guess, sort of, you know, come up in the junior program, then get to high school? How has it you know, impacted the kind of prospect you are, and what do you see this program doing in the future?
Well, as far as, like, you know, being one of the fortunate ones, you know, to be able to play D1 football at the next level, it's an honor because, you know, I mean, only a handful from all have been able to do that. So, you know, it feels great to be a part of that that little circle there. And as far as our the program in the future, I think we see nothing but success. You know, we're going to have a really strong senior season because we have a ton of guys returning. I think most of our offensive line is going to be seniors. I think our whole offensive line will be seniors. The majority of our defense will be seniors. So quarterback, senior, running back, senior. You know, it'll have a really strong season.
Yeah, we are talking to Walton defensive end Brandon Burrows. Brandon, I know you went to the junior day in Athens not too long ago and got an offer from the University of Georgia. Talk about the school specifically, what do you like about them, and how exciting it was to get an offer from the hometown Bulldogs.
Yeah, you know, going there, that's the last thing I really expected. but it was a great surprise. And Georgia has a fantastic coaching staff. Got to speak with Coach Rick, who's a great guy, of course. Everyone knows that. I got to speak with Coach Martinez, defense coordinator. He's a great guy. And my position coach, Coach Fabris, he's awesome. Got to see him coach and practice, actually. So it was pretty cool. And, you know, like I said, the campus all around is amazing. So.
Well, at this point, would Georgia be maybe the leader in the clubhouse? If you could put together a top five, would they be in that top five?
Yeah, they'd be in the top five, yeah.
Who else would be in that top five?
Probably like Florida, you know, and Virginia Tech recently offered me, and I'm kind of interested in them, looking to learn more about them.
Beamer ball.
Yeah.
On that topic, talk a little bit about Florida and Virginia Tech and what you like specifically about those two schools.
Well, you know, first of all, their reputation, you know, for being great football teams, of course, their strong defenses. You know, I've recently been in contact with Virginia Tech, so, you know, that'll be an ongoing process, of course, but I've been in contact with Florida for a while, and great coaching staff, of course, and just I really like their defense and the way they play, of course.
Yeah, listen, I know you also happen to grow up an LSU fan. Is that something that'll play a part in your recruitment?
No, not at all.
Are you even going to look at the Baton Rouge Tigers?
Yeah, they've already actually offered all the defensive ends they'll be offering. So, you know, from like, you know, they have so much talent in state that I don't think they really needed to come out.
At that point, you're obviously looking at Florida and Virginia Tech. You put them, so you're not afraid to go out of state in that situation where if Georgia is going to be it, then Georgia's it. But otherwise, out of state is not a problem for you?
No, not necessarily.
Kind of to, I guess, extend on that point, you did visit Alabama and Maryland not too long ago. You explained.
No, I never took a trip to Maryland, actually.
You did not, but you
no,
did
sir.
To Alabama?
Yes.
I know you obviously loved Athens. Talk about how Alabama, Tuscaloosa compared.
Well, both of the schools both have fantastic campuses. You know, Alabama's facilities are outstanding. Probably nice, you know, up there with the nicest I've seen ever. So, kind of like that, you know, as far as facilities goes, they're up there. The coaching, of course, pretty much anywhere I've been, you know, the coaching has been top notch, as far as the comfortability feel.
Yeah, well, on that topic, what about Kevin Steele? I know he's a guy that has a great relationship with a lot of recruits, and from what I've read and heard, the same is true for you and he.
Yeah, the day I tore my ACL, actually, I spoke with him on the phone that night, and he just wanted to assure me that I still had my offer with Clemson, so, you know, that spoke a lot to me, because I didn't really speak to him before that, and, you know, for him to just come out and say that meant a lot.
I guess despite your injury, are you do you have any plans for the summer? Any schools that you're planning on visiting?
Yeah, I know I plan to go see Florida in July, and I know I'm gonna get up to Athens, and I guess the rest I'll just play it by ear. I'm sure I'll take more visits. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Walton defensive end Brandon Burroughs. Brandon, one last question. I know you play with Kyle Westman, who's also a big time defensive end, and you played with a couple of big-time defensive linemen last year, Paulson, who was obviously a big recruit. Is it important for you, or are you even considering going to the same school as Kyle? Are you guys looking at the same schools? Is that something you guys talk about?
It's not something necessarily to talk about. You know, I mean, it'd be nice, of course, but, you know, that's not one of the huge factors, I don't think, that are playing a role in the recruiting process for us.
Hey, listen, Brandon, we appreciate you taking some time out on a Sunday to speak with us, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime in the near future.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Have a good Sunday.
All right.
That was Brandon. We cut him off a little bit early, but that was Brandon Burroughs, a big-time defensive end prospect from Walton High School. And I'll say this much. I have never been quiet about being a Florida Gator fan, and he could hurt his ACL 10 times, and it wouldn't bother me. I would love to have that guy suit up for the Gators any day of the week.
Yeah, he's a guy that, I mean, if you go out and watch Walton High School football, you're gonna miss him, obviously, on the field next year if you're a Raiders fan. But what an outstanding young man. And you can see just from that interview, hear from that interview, why all these schools, no one has pulled a scholarship offer. Very well spoken.
Smart kid.
He's a beast on the field and really a great guy off the field.
Yeah, and you talk about how much they're going to miss him, and it's not just from the defensive end position, because as we alluded to earlier in the interview, we alluded to it earlier in the interview, the kid was going to play a ton of running back, and that's a huge loss. I mean, he I don't want to say he was their offense, but he was certainly going to be a big part of it.
The new coach would have leaned heavily on this guy, and unfortunately, they're going to have to.
That's kind of the story that nobody talks about. Is this is big time coaching. High school level is still a big deal, and you gotta win games to keep your job. And I bet the new coach Rocky was not happy to see a big time player like that go down. Though you never would be, but I mean that can't help his. That's not a good thing in a coach's first year. That's not
an
exactly
auspicious
what
beginning,
right? So we got to get to a quick break. We will be back to finish up the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
When Atlanta sports icons have something to say, it all starts with an exclusive in-studio visit with the Boys of Mayhem.
Tom Glavin.
This organization boxes themselves into how a way in which they're going to do business, and they don't ever seem to go outside of that box. When I hear Frank Wren saying that over the last three games, my numbers were down, I asked him this question. Frank, based on what? Could have been handled better. Could have been handled a whole lot better than it was.
I can assure you, the New York Mets would not have done this to me.
Only one Atlanta sports radio station has these types of relationships. And I mean only one. 790 The Zone. First for sports.
Kobe and the Lakers took the Magic to school in Game 1. Now Orlando looks to regroup and steal home court in Game 2. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ABC.
Through the powers of shenanigans diplomacy, I've negotiated a special 790 room rate at the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino. Visit whereatlantaplays.com and enter the promo code Atlanta and save big at the Beau Rivage.
16 months of basic cable, 9 weeks of groceries, 33 pairs of jeans, 97 movie tickets, a family vacation to Orlando, 10...
These are just a few of the things you could purchase with the money you save by carpooling a few days a week.
3,000 bowls of ice cream.
When you calculate gas, car maintenance, and other car expenses, the average cost of a commute in Metro Atlanta is about 54 cents a mile. When you think about your commute every day to work, that can really add up fast. So why not carpool? You'll save a lot of money that you could put towards, well, anything.
Patio furniture, 3,000 bowls of ice cream.
You said that already.
I know, I really like ice cream.
Okay. And if you start carpooling, you can earn $3 a day, up to $100. For details, call 1-877-CLEAN-AIR or visit cleanaircampaign.org. That's cleanaircampaign.org. The Clean Air Campaign. Less traffic, cleaner air.
The perfect summer vacation. How do you throw that term around? I'll tell you how. You've been to Watercolor. Like I have, the Zone's new partner in the Panhandle. You talk about an outstanding place to take the family, where the kids will be bike riding and hanging on the beach, and kids camp is there every single day, and a perfect place for the family to hang out. Whether it's their great tennis courts, the free canoe and kayaking, or the world-class golf courses that you get a special deal on, courtesy of the 790 The Zone special, Watercolor has it all covered for you. Call today for the Zone special. 888-775-2545. 888-775-2545. You get a $400 resort credit, which is good for either food, golf, or rentals throughout your entire stay. It's only for Zone listeners. Watercolor brings unspoiled Florida and Southern hospitality to your family. You will not forget a vacation at Watercolor. 5-night minimum required. Call today, 888-775-2545. I took my family. You take yours. You will love Watercolor Resort.
Mayhem in the AM.
How do you follow up one of Mayhem's best shows ever with Andre Rison and Tom Glavin live in studio? You do a killer Monday. Former Governor Jesse Ventura, Joe Cox of the Bulldogs, and Tommy Hansen. Don't miss Monday's Mayhem.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back to finish up the official visit on a beautiful Sunday in Atlanta. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone. I am Scott, the Brain Janovitz, finishing up with Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Alex, the A-Train Ewalt. And before we get into our final segment that we always like to do, which is this week going to be our top 10 receivers in the state, Big B's, Brian Jones's top 10 receivers in the state, I would like to give one quick recruiting update. Last week we mentioned that there was a possibility the SEC would pass a new rule saying or limiting recruiting classes to only 28 signees. Of course, if you follow recruiting closely, you know Ole Miss signed 37 players last year.
Arkansas had 33.
So under the new rules, that is no longer allowed, which I think is a great thing.
And I will actually tip my cap to the Florida Gators in this sense, that Jeremy Foley came out and said, I saw this in the paper a couple weeks back, said something like, we don't do that. That's just one man's opinion, but we don't do that. I agree with that. Why are you going to go out and sign 40 kids when you know that only 23 of them are going to get scholarships?
The Gators have actually not signed more than 27 in any of Urban Meyer's classes. So that is it's a good point.
A lot of them go to jail.
You know what the reason for this is? Why these schools are doing that, or why they were doing it, why they were throwing so many ships out there, is because it was a way for them, especially Ole Miss. There's big time community colleges in Mississippi. The same can be said for California and some other states around the country. And what they were doing is they were building their relationships with these junior colleges and saying, hey, send me some players. And so it was highly unethical. And then what they were doing is they were taking advantage of the kids to benefit their own programs, which, hey, it's part of recruiting. But the SEC has put an end to that. And it will probably
I'd like to see it go national.
With that said, we are going to jump right into Brian Jones's top 10 wide receivers from the state of Georgia. Go ahead, B.
All right. Coming in at number 10, we got B.J. Bostic out of Jefferson County, 5'10", 156. He's been offered by Colorado, UConn, Duke, Georgia Tech, and Mississippi State.
Of course, B.J. Bostic was on our show last week. Big-time all-around player. Plays quarterback. Plays everything, really.
Quarterback and also cornerback as well. Number 9, Julian Horton from Greater Atlanta Christian, 6'1", 185. He's been offered by Alabama, Arkansas, Louisville, Maryland, and UNC. And number 8, we got Jonathan Krause out of South Gwinnett, 5'10", 162. Vandy leads the list of offers, but Georgia Southern and Mississippi State have made offers as well.
Yeah, he actually led all of Gwinnett County, I believe, in receiving last year in all classifications.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And he had about 600 receiving yards. So
dangerous return man as well.
He was absolutely.
Absolutely. At number 7, we got Quantavious Leslie out of Callaway High School, 6'3", 172. He's been offered by Oklahoma State, South Florida, Tennessee, and Clemson.
And we were speaking with Charlie earlier from SouthernPigskin.com about how big a presence Oklahoma State now has in the state, and that's one of the guys they certainly lead for is Quantavious. And that's he's an example, again, of Oklahoma State really pounding the state of Georgia.
Who wouldn't want to go play for Mike Gundy? He's 42.
And he's a man.
He's a man.
Coming in at number 6, he's a favorite of mine, Michael Bennett out of Alpharetta, 6'3", 185. He's been offered by Southern Miss, Syracuse, Wisconsin, and Indiana, but he also has interest in Georgia and Florida. Number 5, we got Ronald Carswell out of Westside Macon, 6 feet, 171. He's committed to Alabama, and he did that during the 2008 season. And at number 4, we got Antonio Goodwin out of Washington, 6 feet, 179. He's been offered by Alabama, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, and Georgia Tech. And here's the final 3. Round out number 3, Markeith Ambles out of Henry County, 6'3", 185. Offers range from Alabama, Georgia Tech, Oregon, and UCLA.
And a shocker at 2.
Number 2, I got Tyler Jones out of Gainesville.
Stanford commitment,
6 feet, 174. Had 1,000 yards receiving last season. And, of course, at number 1, Derrick Rogers out of Calhoun.
Monster.
Absolutely. 6'3", 206, 1,300 yards last year. Offers range from Alabama, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, and LSU.
A good top 3. I'd mix the order up a little bit.
I'd put Ambles at 2 for sure, especially when you look at his size and ability to run after the catch. Rogers is probably has the most upside. I think Ambles is the sure thing. But Rogers
can't,
is a linebacker. Is a linebacker.
Yeah, I had
playing
a tough
receiver.
Time with it.
So it's a good list. Listen, we would like to thank all of our guests today. We had some great guests. We would also like to thank our listeners. And hope you guys tune back in. Oh, I'm sorry.
And a belated happy birthday to Alex D.A. Train Ewald. Last week was his birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Belated.
Thanks. How old are you now? 70,
I lost
74?
Not
74?
Sure. Yeah.
He sounds young.
Around that.
But we would also...
Thank you, Variable. Thank you, Joel, in the glass. Thank you,
the men behind the scenes, if you will. Yeah. Also, do not forget that we will be back next Sunday at the very same time, 2 to 4, with another great list of guests. With that said, hope everyone has a great Sunday. You have listened to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
When Atlanta
Minnesota sports icons have something to say. It all starts with an exclusive in-studio visit with the Boys of Mayhem.
Tom Glavin.
This organization boxes themselves into how a way in which they're going to do business, and they don't ever seem to go outside of that box. When I hear Frank Wren saying that over the last three games, my numbers were down, I asked him this question, Frank, based on what? Could have been handled better. Could have been handled a whole lot better than it was.
I can assure you, the New York Mets would not have done this to me.
Only one Atlanta sports radio station has these types of relationships. And I mean only one. 790 The Zone. First for sports.
This is Wes Durham, the voice of the Falcons and the Yellow Jackets, and I play here.
Sports Radio, 790 The Zone, and 790thezone.com. 790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.